Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, August 11th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Hannah Grace Hatley. Hannah Grace and her family are members of Mount Brook Baptist, and she'll tell you a lot more about her life, her story, and her ministry at the end of the reading today. Thank you, Hannah Grace, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Today's scripture is Luke 24, verses 36 through 53. Jesus appears to his disciples. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and they thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself? Touch me and see me, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that the repentance for the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God.
Thank you so much, Hannah Grace, for joining the podcast. I want to hear a little bit about you and your family and how you guys came to Mountain Brook.
Sure. So we came to Mountain Brook in 2013 when my dad, Kelly Hatley, became the music minister here. And I have been here ever since with them.
How old were you when y'all moved?
I was, I think, eighth grade, so almost in high school.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your siblings and your mom.
Well, I have three siblings, Caroline, Hudson, and Sarah Kate. Sarah Kate is a sophomore at UNA. Caroline is a senior at Montevallo. And then Hudson is graduated from Lipscomb University, and he is looking for a job in the animation field.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your mom.
My mom is a teacher, and she teaches here at the ELC now, which is really exciting. She teaches 3K. And I think I got my love from teaching from her. I feel like I was always surrounded by it.
And we know your dad, most of us, Kelly Hatley, but give us a little behind the scenes. What is Mr. Kelly like at home?
I feel like he's probably exactly like he is here. He is very, very approachable and very friendly and very goofy. We always talk about that now that we're older, his dad jokes are coming out because we really don't remember them much when we were younger. But he loves a good dad joke and he's always laughing.
You mentioned your love for teaching. Tell me a little bit about your college experience and then how you decided to become a teacher.
Okay, so I went to the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Go Blazers.
Yay.
And I think teaching was just kind of something I assumed I was going to do. I didn't really go through very many periods where I didn't think I was going to be a teacher. Especially because when I was in high school, I really felt a tug and a calling to children's ministry and getting involved with kids in that way and pouring into them in their lives as they grow up, not even just biblically, but just emotionally and all the things they go through. So I majored in elementary ed and early childhood, and that was right smack in the middle of COVID. So that was a hard time in the education world because there was a point where I was doing classes for college, but I was also on Zoom teaching with everybody else. So it was a whole experience. But I graduated in 2021. I'm about to go into my third year of teaching, which is really crazy to think about. And I teach kindergarten in Hoover. So,
and tell me a little bit about the joys and maybe the challenges of teaching.
Okay. There's a lot of joys and benefits. See, I love getting to know the families and getting to see how they interact with their kids and what their kids are like. But there's also a lot of challenges, especially teaching in the schools that I've taught at. Everywhere I have taught has been a low-income environment, which is where I thrive. That's where I love to teach, because you get to see a world that's not like your own, and you get to experience different things with them. And I think being in that environment too, and just seeing a different side of people and seeing different lives. Currently where I'm teaching in Hoover, we have a lot of families that teach or work for UAB. And so they are from all over the world. We have a lot of international students and a lot of people who are their first time in America, and just seeing what their culture is like and their environment and what they grew up with. It's just very eye-opening and very different. It's, I feel like you live in sort of a little pocket in Alabama. And so getting to see a different world entirely is just mind-boggling to me.
Now, when a child comes into your classroom, you were telling me that you had like five or six last year that didn't even speak English.
Yes.
How do you progress to helping them know and understand the world around them?
It is a challenge for sure, but it is something that I absolutely love doing. We are very, very blessed to have an amazing ESL teacher, which her sole job is to meet with all of our English language learners, and she pulls them out for 30 minutes a day, and they do lessons in their home language, but also lessons in English. And the beauty of teaching kindergarten is that they are sponges and they soak it all up. So they are so quick to catch on, and they blow your mind with what they know and how fast they know it. I had six ESL kids officially, but I had five that didn't speak English last year. And I think in October they were talking to me in English.
And you told me about something that you've added to your program this year to help them learn more about their environment. Tell them about the board.
Yes. So I was brainstorming this summer on what to do, because we always have so many. And so my newest addition, I guess, to my room is I have these whiteboard magnets that I made that are pictures of everything in their pencil box or what they will use throughout the day. So when I'm telling them to get out their pencil, I can put on the board a picture of the pencil so that they can take the cues, because they are very good at copying and seeing what everybody else is doing. So pictorial cues are huge in our classroom.
I thought that was so wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. I want to hear a little more about your personality, okay? Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I feel like with my job, I have to be an extrovert, but I'm very much introverted. And I think I get that a lot from my mom. We talk about a lot how we are both like extroverted at church because we have to be, or at school, but we both very much enjoy just relaxing and being homebodies and being at home.
Speaking of relaxing, what would be a relaxing day or experience or vacation for you?
Definitely the beach. The beach is my happy place. I always say I love the beach and just reading a good book. Love to read.
Are you reading anything that you would commend to us right now?
Well, I just finished a book a couple weeks ago called We're All Freaking Out and Why We Don't Need It. And it is by David Marvin. And it's this guy who is writing from the church's perspective on anxiety. And it's not even really, well, he does touch a little bit on like clinical anxiety, but it's a lot about his wife is a therapist and what it's like to see in scripture context anxiety and why we don't need to freak out. And it was so good and very eye-opening. I tend to lean towards the anxious side of things, and so I very much enjoyed reading it.
Hannah Grace, would you share kind of your journey or your testimony of faith with us?
I think with my dad being a minister, I really don't know a time that I was not in church, but it really, when I was in third grade, I got baptized and I accepted the Lord in my heart. But I think my faith really became my own in high school. There was an experience that I had at Passion, the conference, and I was sitting there and they were preaching the gospel. And I've heard it a million times before, but it was like I had never heard it before. And I was hit with the gravity of sin and what the Lord had done for me. And that really started my spiritual journey personally and getting into scripture and reading for myself.
Mm. Now, as a young professional woman, you have tons of opportunities. Tell me about how you decided to stay at Mount Brook Baptist.
So a lot of the reason that I am at Mount Brook is because of the people in the community. I love getting to know people relationally, and I think one of the ways that I can do that really well is through the music ministry. Obviously, I support what the Lord has called my father to do, but also I just enjoy it for myself. And I am in the traditional service in the choir, and I sing in the contemporary, and I do children's ministry with children's choir. And getting to see people throughout the church and all of those ministries is what is so important to me, because there's so many relationships that I would not have if it wasn't for that.
I want to just echo that. You have poured into my children and to people that are adults. We're so grateful that you are a part of Mountain Brook Baptist. I want to hear a little bit more about children's choir. Tell me about that ministry.
So it is one of my favorite things of all time. I took a break this past year, which I was really sad about, but I needed it just for myself. But it is so great. One of my favorite things about music ministry and doing music ministry is that you are singing scripture. And so a lot of the times when I don't have the words to pray or I don't have the verbiage to use, I have a song that comes to mind. And so I love children's choir because we are pouring those words into them. I will be walking around the house some days and I'll start singing something that I realize after a few minutes is from when I was in children's choir. So children's choir is just, I love the idea of laying foundational scripture and believers' values in kids through music.
Mm-hmm. Is there a song that is in your heart this week as you're anticipating going back to school?
Yes. And I think it's in my heart a lot of the times, but lately I've been praying and thinking a lot about the song, The Goodness of God, especially because I am in that time frame, in that period where I'm getting some anxious thoughts and thinking about the school year. So you can be praying for us and my kindergartners. One of the beauties of kindergarten is that they're so young, but they're also so scared and so terrified. So be praying for them and praying for me as we get going. And I've just been thinking about that song because it talks about, like, all my life you've been faithful. So there really is no reason for me to be anxious about this, because I know that the kids in my class are there because you put them there. And so it will all be okay and it will all work out.
What a challenging and encouraging way to integrate scripture into your life through song. If you had to pick a favorite hymn or a favorite contemporary song, or maybe one of each, what would they be?
My favorite hymn, I'm guessing since middle school, has always been Come Thou Fount. I just love those words, especially when it says, bind my wandering heart to thee. I just love Come Thou Fount. So that's probably my favorite hymn. For contemporary song, it pretty much changes daily. I don't know if I have a set song that I love the most, I guess.
That's fair. Hannah Grace, I wanted to mention that you're a part of a Sunday morning Bible study class that your mom actually leads out in. Tell me a little bit about that class, and maybe we could also invite others to come.
Yeah. So that class has been a very big blessing in my life recently. We started it because we have a lot of people from the choir, but it's not just for the choir. Please come if you need a place to plug in. But we have started a ministry because we had a lot of people in our music ministry that were not plugging into Sunday school because of our weird schedules. And so that's where it started. But I love it so much. We have a great group of ladies. It's very intergenerational. And we just get to talk about, this reminds me of this song that we just sang, or just anything like that. And we just get to know each other's lives on a way that we don't normally do from Wednesday nights or wherever we see each other else.
Where do you meet and what are you guys studying?
Yeah, so we meet in the choir room after the service, and we're going with the church. I think we're a little bit behind, but we're doing Jeremiah right now.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your devotional practices. How do you commune with the Lord?
So that has looked very different in my life throughout, just life in general. I feel like every season I've been in has been a different way I've plugged in. Currently, in the summer, I can get into reading scripture physically a lot easier than I can during the school year. So a lot of my quiet time happens in my car. I always joke that the car is like my spiritual happy place because I have a lot of prayer with the Lord. Sometimes just conversational, and sometimes it's like some really deep, heavy stuff that happens in my car between me and Jesus. And also, this podcast itself has been such a blessing to me because I get to read the scripture while driving. And so I get to listen to it and meditate on it. And it's like the perfect length for my commute to work. And so I can listen to the scripture and think about the prayer point or the ministry that we talked about on Sunday and just reflect before I go into the school.
Hannah Grace, it has been such a pleasure to hear you read, and you're such a wonderful friend. Thank you for your investment in the life of Mount Brook Baptist and our students and our kids ministry. Thank you for singing in the choir, all the different things. You mentioned earlier that we could be praying for you and for your class and for your school and all teachers as we begin a new year. So would you give us some prayer points as we end the podcast that we could pray together?
Yeah. So specifically, I would love prayer for my kids and their families. They come from all different backgrounds and all different socioeconomical backgrounds, and it's just, you know, they're coming from different places. So specifically for them, also my EL kids, my English language learners, as they're adapting, a lot of them are new to the United States within the last couple of weeks. And so it's a crazy change for them in general because they've moved and now they're going to a school where no one looks like them or talks like them. And so just praying for them and their little hearts. And myself, as I take on this new group of challenges and needs. And I would say the last one is my new administration, if you want to pray specifically. We have a new assistant principal, and he seems like he's going to be wonderful. And just getting to know him and just how he works and how he adjusts to Green Valley Elementary School.
Okay, let's pray together. Father, we pray right now for Hannah Grace and her classroom and all teachers, Lord, that are going back to school. We pray for the families of the students who are at Green Valley Elementary, and specifically the EL kids as they adapt to life in the United States. They're learning a new language, and we pray, Lord, that as they see Hannah Grace teach, that they would learn the language of love and that your gospel message would shine brightly through her life. We pray for all teachers as they interact with students. We pray for the protection of the students. We pray for kindness and joy and peace. We ask, Lord, that they would grow in knowledge of you. And then, Lord, we pray for the new administration at Hannah Grace's school. We pray for her new assistant principal. And we just thank you, Lord, for her investment in the lives of students here and also at her school. We ask your blessings on her. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And we pray, Lord, that as we go forward, that you would go with us and you would remind us of your presence around us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.